and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Gaza Health Ministry, run by Hamas, says this morning that the death toll from fighting following the October 7th attacks has reached 40,000. Israel's offensive has also left more than 92,000 Palestinians wounded and displaced more than 85% of Gaza's population. A Russian court has sentenced a Russian-American dual citizen to 12 years in prison on treason charges. She was convicted of allegedly raising money for Ukraine's military while in Russia. Ukraine's offensive into Russia continues meantime. This is ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
The longer this goes on, the more embarrassing it is for Vladimir Putin. Ukraine now rubbing salt into the wound by opening a hotline for Russian residents who want to evacuate to Ukraine. But a senior Russian military official now vowing to launch an all-out offensive. In other words, this is far from a done deal.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in North Carolina this week, both laying out their economic agendas. Both include no taxes on income from tips. This is ABC News. Hurricane Ernesto on a collision course with Bermuda. It's getting stronger after knocking out power to half of Puerto Rico. The reward for information and tracking down an escaped killer in North Carolina has now reached $35,000.
After an exhaustive search for that escaped convicted murderer in North Carolina, authorities say they believe Ramon Alston has fled the Hillsborough area. Officials suspending their ground search efforts and asking for the public's help, raising the reward for information leading to Alston's capture to $35,000. Alston was serving a life sentence for killing one-year-old Malia Williams in a random shooting in 2015. Her family telling ABC News they're displeased with the Department of Public Safety and their efforts to keep Alston in custody, or lack thereof.
ABC's Faith Abube. More girls are being denied an education in Afghanistan. UNESCO now says that the Taliban retook control of the country 3 years ago, and since then, 1.4 million girls have been barred from going to school. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royce represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident. But I do think that all the bets point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races were won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back every inning. We put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, you get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more at times. Our high today, 73. It will be a little breezy today, 66 tonight, 75 tomorrow. The weekend looking good with sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good Thursday morning to you.
What are you doing?
This isn't on.
You have to turn down your headphones already.
No, I turn it up. These guys come in at night.
It's going to be a great day.
Pete's off this week. There's nobody in here at night.
Yeah,
Jim.
Okay, Todd. Then I don't.
I didn't have it set for you properly. Okay.
There you go. All okay. Right. This is a big show today.
You guys literally walk in at six after, and you're like, "Where's my headphones?"
All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Morning out there.
Hey, this weather's kind of. It's cooling off.
I love it. You know, I was getting my teeth worked on again yesterday.
How'd that go?
Okay.
How much?
Don't know.
I can't believe that. Usually come in here. I guess you don't know. You would have said that already.
Well, I had to get a new crown put on. Okay. Because the one was temporary or whatever, and I don't know anything about teeth.
I don't think they charge extra for that, do they?
Well, they charged me the first time.
Oh,
well,
right.
No,
so 20, just, yeah, you should be done then.
Last
isn't
time
that amazing how they just like take that little pliers and take the old
know.
One
I
get, off?
They do. I close my eyes. I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's it's pretty
like,
cool.
Just do what you got to do. I don't want to see the tools. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I talk like a tough guy sometimes. I'm a real wuss when it comes to certain things.
Dentists, you're not alone, though.
Yeah. And he's wonderful. Dr. Bob in Bellevue. He's the nicest guy, wonderful people. But I literally close my eyes and it's just like, do what you got to do. And I'll just, no, but last time I had to pay $2,800 before I left because of Medicare that I didn't realize sucks. God.
Yeah.
Medicare. Thank you, government of the world or whatever. God, you suck.
It's the United States. And it's actually pretty good health insurance.
It's horrible.
It's not good dental or vision.
It's terrible. Why is that?
I don't. Lobbying. Dentists got to lobby better to get more money to pay for. I that's probably what it comes down to.
I mean, people, I just want you to know, everybody thinks that I assumed once I went to Medicare, it's like I'm on the gravy train here. Government pays for all my stuff.
That's
no, it's horrific.
That's why we have $32 trillion in debt.
I mean, somehow, some way, save up all your money for dental care by the time you get to 65.
What's weird about that is that's kind of when your teeth kick in for expense. You know what I mean? Like it's almost contradictory to the health care program.
Absolutely.
So
you know they're going to go.
It's not like you need a big OBGYN program for Medicare.
Right. You're not going to get pregnant. Yeah.
I agree. They need. I will say that that's true. That I would like to see a better. Well, we'll see. You know, we got the elections coming up.
I mean, but some of these people.
A better program.
I don't want to consider myself elderly. Am I Todd? Am I elderly?
You're not elderly.
I'm not elderly.
You guys are in your prime.
Yeah,
we are, man.
But for some of these people that aren't
take
really.
We're going to take a nap after this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to miss my nap.
Oh, I got it. Holy crap, it's 8:45 at night. I got to get to bed.
Man, I'm up late.
Yeah. But it's like for some of these people, if they need dental care and they're on Medicare and, you know, their husband died and whatever, and What do they do?
They don't. That's the sad part.
How do you pay for it?
Look around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think there's, well, then if you have
and
no money.
Let me ask you something. Do dentists really have to pay or do they really have to charge as much as they do? Come on.
I don't know. It's a competitive business. There's a lot
of
dentists.
Okay, when we're at the cholesterol fest the other day.
Yeah.
Did you see that birdhouse I built for that guy at a Barnwood with a nice license plate he's got displayed? Okay. Yeah. That probably took me 10 hours, okay? Didn't charge him anything, whatever.
Are you going to compare your birdhouse to a dentist?
Yes. Jeez. What is, though? Because he's just, a dentist is just working with teeth that they work with every day. I work with old wood.
Okay, you went to some, community college. These guys have gone to school for, 8 years after high school?
But it's
10?
Okay, I'm doing this again today. I've done these 4,000 times now this year, and I'm going to charge him $1,000. Really? You can do this for nothing.
I agree. There's probably a little margin in there. Yeah.
If I was a dentist, I would charge like $20.
And your buddies would
$20 a patient.
Out of the trunk of your car.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
No. I might do that. I might take a class and be a dentist.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
But Johnny, I think you're
If there's a hell, it would be like, okay, you have to put your fingers in somebody's mouth every day.
I know.
Dental hygienists. It's like, God bless you, thank you, but you're putting your fingers in somebody else's gross mouth.
What about a proctologist? You know, do you know what that is? You don't know what that is.
I don't know. I kind of know.
Let me give you a sound effect. Beep boop. Yeah,
I would never. Yeah, no.
Anyway, there's worse jobs than being a dental hygienist. I guess is my point. Yeah. Anyway,
but you know what I mean? God bless those people. I appreciate them. But it's like, boy, because you know what I do? Like, if you walk up to my apartment right now, my shoes would be outside of my door. They're in the hallway.
I don't think you should do that.
No, I do. I don't care. Somebody wants to steal them, bleep you.
No, I didn't mean stealing. Nobody
but here's why. Because the goose crap on the trail.
So you put that, why don't you just
wipe? Because I don't want to bring in goose, the fox. I would like to go out there one night with a shotgun and just shoot every goose that's on that trail because they crap all over the thing. And then you walk the trail and then you bring that stuff into your house or your apartment. That's disease.
Yeah, it is. It is. Do you take your shoes off before you walk in the building or just?
No, I got them out in my hallway. They're out there right now.
She traipses it through the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there? Little...
I think there should be a bounty on geese.
Yeah, that
if I was the mayor, I would be okay. Let's if you kill on. A goose on the trail, I'll give you $5. It's like coyotes up in the UP. They're vermin. Don't you agree?
Todd, can you eat those?
They just spread. Yeah, you can. I don't like them. They just spread disease.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe we can take it a step further and give the meat to the shelter, homeless shelter.
Haven't they suffered enough?
I don't. Goose, I don't.
Yeah. Goose sucks.
Duck,
it's not good.
Goose, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We had it growing up. I was not a fan of it.
No?
Goose? No, I've had it. It's a little gamey. It's, yeah.
Okay, pass. Hey, but you know when those guys
it's
can
like
knock
the old thing. It's like get a piece of cedar board and soak it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then over charcoal, put the goose meat on the board and roast it. Then after like 20 minutes, take it off the grill. Take the goose meat, throw it away, and eat the cedar. It's one of those things.
Oh, okay.
But what somebody is quite the, what? Anti, what is that, Todd?
I think it's anti-dentite.
Oh, anti-dentite. I'm not anti-dentite. I appreciate them very much.
John, you got to turn this into a positive. You're going to get surveyed. People are going to call on the phone and because there's going to be these races coming up, right? And, there's a U.S. Senator, U.S. Senate race coming up, right, between Hovey and Baldwin. And then there's a congressional race in our district between Dr. Lowry and Weed. They're going to survey you. They're going to send you emails. They're going to call you. And are they – you need to say to them, they're going to say, look, what's your issue? And you old white guys complain a lot. Your issue is going to be
– I'm the old white guy here now, huh? I'm not. You're not. Okay.
Your issue
You're the young – What should we even call you? I don't even ethnicity. Yeah, okay. Okay.
But you're going to say, look, what are you going to do to increase the support for Medicare dental.
Yes, and I would.
Say that. Stand up and say that. And
I will.
That might become an issue.
I'll do a call-in when you have them on. We got a text there. Chuck from Green Bay. No dental help for the poor or homeless. Healthcare, yes, but dental is very hard to get. Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck, you're
Why
right.
Why is that?
Chuck, you're right. Again, And I think, optical. The thing is that where we're getting upside down here is we need, or you need, but I mean, there's dental care is more needed at 65 than it is
absolutely
at 32, although you should take care of your teeth at 32. And if you would have done that, you wouldn't be where you are now. But anyway,
you're so judgmental. Yours. I would hate to be your kid.
Oh, no.
I would
hate
to be. No wonder your daughter's all moved out of state.
Practically in other countries at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to Portugal.
Why?
I don't want to deal with you, Dad.
You're
so judgmental.
I talked to all three of them last night. No,
I heard Milton was going to run away.
Oh, God, that would kill me.
Kids, fine.
Kids I can take.
Milton, don't leave. Yeah. But isn't that the truth, though? Why is dental care so expensive?
No, Chuck is
right.
It's
so hard to get.
I think we need to make that an issue. And, other issues are, the U.S. debt. I think that, but none of people.
But you know what? That doesn't affect. I know. I could not. Nothing turns me off less when they talk about, the U.S. debt. I couldn't care less about the U.S. debt.
But here's the problem, Jim. There's a lot of other waste that causes debt in this country.
Oh.
If we took care of the people, better health, all that kind of stuff.
Totally. You are preaching to the choir.
Totally agree, Todd.
I totally agree. The thing is, if somebody said to me, okay, you want to spend it wouldn't be a billion, but hundreds of millions of dollars on this dental program, where's it going to come from? I could give them a list.
Oh, I bet you could.
I
bet you could.
And that if we would have, healthier people, we'd have less like these costs and less poverty and less this. Like this guy just said. That could be a little bit of an issue here. And I don't want to sound like we're selfish about it. We got to take Todd's approach and being holistic about it. This is better for the community, not make it all about you. You know what I mean?
Like it's never things. About me, Jim.
It's always for the people.
How does it affect me, John Minor?
It's for the people, like Todd said. John Minor, just Mr.
I told you, I went shopping yesterday, and I was so excited.
Yeah.
Because I put this on my Facebook. I found Spam Light. Isn't that awesome?
No. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Who would want to find Spam in the first place?
I love Spam. I grew up on Spam.
Isn't that just all fat?
No, it's
pork?
No. It's all healthy stuff. It's good stuff. And but now it's light. It's like fewer carbs and everything like that. It's fantastic.
They just probably have less in the can.
Whatever. But I was so excited about Spam Light.
It's still in the can. It is. Huh?
Yeah. And I love Spam. Oh my gosh. We'd have like the favorite breakfast in the world. It'd be like on a Saturday morning with my dad, and he would always see most of the cooking, and it'd be eggs, Spam, and fried potatoes. And toast, like homemade bread toasted.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, it's Spam and eggs. I don't want to sound different, but we had steak and eggs.
Yeah, we are different. But.
Oh, I gotta hit the bell, because that's one of the ways that makes you two very different.
But we both had breakfast.
Who's coming on today?
But we both had breakfast.
Who's coming on today?
Oh, my favorite.
Your mom.
Actually, I sent her a text this morning. Yeah, she actually is my favorite
Your
person.
Mom texts?
No, she does. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, totally.
Wow.
Emails, texts.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I love your mom.
Yeah,
so I really do. I bet she thinks sometimes, I wish Johnny was my son.
Don't ask her that.
I bet she does.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to send her Craig Breakbot in the Mirror, my favorite day of the week, Thursday, back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Minow.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Minow and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We had a request this morning from Terry in Ashwaubenon to bring back Trucker Thursday, so I thought, what the heck, I'll just throw this on.
Real love long. It. Yo, this guy's from Green. He worked in Green Bay.
Yeah,
he was a disc jockey in Green Bay. Love this song.
It's a good song.
Was he on GEE or something like that?
I bet.
Yep. Like, days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I could have been a country singer back then. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Back then.
Yeah.
Whether it was radio.
And, yeah. Keep it going, Todd. I'm taking little white pills. And my eyes are open wide.
I just little white pills. Yeah. Speed. Mm. I've been passing
everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
That is a good song.
Go, get Todd, give me a little bit more, please.
Bye.
I could have a lot of women, but I ain't like some of the guys. Hold me tight, but I can never make it right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. One more stanza.
You sound like those people that you don't know the words. You're like the people that sing Christmas songs.
Quiet.
You know, they just say, you just know the chorus.
Down the line.
You know.
Well, I'm a little overweight and my log looks way behind.
Just don't let them
sing. Just be quiet, Jim. Please. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. One more cut, one more stand.
All right.
One more stand.
My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack, and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Great song.
That is.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
That's one of the reasons I became a trucker.
6 days on the road.
Or wanted to become a trucker.
Right.
I still, two things I want to do. I want to be a carpenter. I want to be a trucker. I want to be a welder.
Well.
And an archaeologist. Those are my dreams.
And that they are.
I think I still have time.
Mr. Good line, Jim. Good line.
And lobbied for Medicare.
Oh, yeah. Dental lobbyist. Yes.
Become a lobbyist for the Dental Association.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd all be behind you because, you know, they got more reimbursement. They would, you know, they would like that.
And I'd be the cheapest dentist in America.
Yeah, that's
as far as what I would charge people.
You can't sell on price. Don't do that. I just tell my students because somebody can knock you out right away. You got a quality and different hours.
I would promote it.
You should.
Cheapest dentist in town.
This is what you should do.
$20 for a filling.
You should buy a truck, one of those bigger trucks, you know, and have your dental office right in there and then drive to people's houses.
Yeah, I would do that too.
And do that because they don't want to get out in their walkers and stuff.
The only thing I wouldn't do, I wouldn't go into somebody's mouth.
Well, that'd be a great dentist. Yeah, I know, right? That's awesome.
So how do you do this then, John? Well,
he hands out literature. Brush your teeth.
Basically, you got $20? All
right. Right, here's some
I'll
literature.
I'll take care of that. I got a guy here.
Yeah. Anyway,
let me ask this question. We've all been to the dentist, right?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
All of our people have all been to the dentist. Have you ever had a male dental hygienist?
Yes.
You have?
I have.
Wow.
No. What do you think?
Why
don't
guys go into dental dentistry?
I think they do.
Are they now?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Because remember the other day I said, like I know some guys who are nurses and they resent it when somebody says a male nurse.
Right.
I have never known anyone, a male, who is a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, I know female.
Right. They're all young girls.
No, no, but I mean, I know female dentists, you know.
And like, do they give it up? Every dental hygienist I've ever known or seen is like under the age of 35.
Nope. Not that. No. No. There's people who've made that a second career. Gone to TC, learned that. No, there's
really?
People. Yeah, my dentist, they're a little bit older. No, they have kids.
Okay.
But that's interesting.
Can I do a quick poll?
Sure.
What is the age of your dental hygienist? And I'll bet it would be like 28 will be the median age.
I think.
Or mean.
You can do that.
I always got it between the median and mean. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And the mode.
I always got those mixed up. It's like splitting an atom when I was in school. I don't know how that works. I don't know.
Take the high.
I've never
and the
had to use it. That's one of those things, you know. How to split an atom with the protons and the neutrons.
It's like, I know.
When in your entire life will you ever need all that time you spend on that? When will you, who in the world ever, because if you're going to be a nuclear whatever, that's like a piece of cake to you. That would be like, who was the Packers quarterback in 1967? Yeah. It's like so simple for them. But if you're not, why do you need that? I would like, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think Russia, communists had it right.
Track people
where they would. I had this lady, good friend of mine, she's in one of my books, and she was living in Germany, East Germany. Listen to me, and then the Russians came in and they took all these kids and put them in a big school and they gave all these kids all these different tests to see what their aptitude are,
right? Yeah.
And they took the kids that were good in math and they all went just totally math.
They tracked them
exactly. Yeah, no. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, come on,
what's wrong with that?
So you show some.
Aptitude.
Do you realize what they're closing out of your life and choice? And no, that's not a good idea.
No, I think it is.
No.
At my compound, that's where we're gonna do it. But you got that kid. Everybody knows that kid in the school who couldn't die. I could never diagram a sentence either. You couldn't do that, but you put him in auto shop and he could take that carburetor apart and do whatever. Sorry. I think when you have a certain gift, everybody's given a certain, in your brain, a chromosome where you've got this certain, like some people can sing, some people can draw, and others can't. Why not take that natural talent they have and just, boom, go with it?
One thing, first of all, you got multiple gifts, right? Wouldn't you say?
I can't draw. I couldn't draw anything.
You can't
anything.
Sing. Well, I'm, most people.
I can sing, but I can't draw.
No, that's not a good idea. Talked about. No,
you don't why?
Do that. Because I think, first of all, I do believe that, how old are these kids? 8, 10?
Yeah.
Like fourth grade?
Yep.
Yeah. I think you can tell a lot about a kid when they're, but to just say, look, this is what you're going to do? No way.
But what if you
not
took
in this
them?
Country.
What if you took them and pushed them in that direction and then got rid of some of the other stuff like diagramming sentences and stuff like that? You know, they still have English class and they still have literature and all that, but they don't.
The main focus
is
on their aptitude, their natural gene pool talent.
Because I think, I don't know. Why did I study Russian literature?
How's that helping you today?
Right. I don't know.
Right now, today. How is that helping
you? Well, talking about it now, we'd have dead air time.
Ooh. What the hell was that?
I'm trying to think how I used it.
That might be the only radio thing he's ever said in his entire life.
Right.
Dead air.
That or me saying, I believe in communism.
Yeah, that was not a good one. I think it just makes you more aware, more creative, more...
But you can still do those things, but the main focus, instead of, if you could go back in time, what would be your main, did you say you wanted to be a politician? What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Of course.
That's not true. That's not true. I guess I did. I liked people. I mean, I was not interested in being a mechanic.
You don't really like people, though. Knowing you.
You're not supposed to say that.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, but you don't really. Okay. I got this text. You couldn't diagram sentences, but you wanted to be a journalist. That's the truth. That's true.
There you go. That's why.
That's
right
true.
There. That guy summed it up, or lady, whoever sent that in. So. Right.
But what did you want to be? What did you want to be? Todd, what did you want to be?
A teacher or somebody in broadcasting.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to be with a former mayor BSing every day. Back after this. Going places.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some of our Wisconsin corn mazes are getting ready for a little football. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's right. They are working cooperation with the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association to try to draw attention to the fact that Wisconsin's getting ready to host the draft come 2025. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, says they're highlighting four corn mazes with a draft theme, and these were specifically hand-selected.
Actually, there are four, and like I mentioned, they are Farm Bureau members, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation members, and Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association members, and they were selected based on their locale. The locale for these farms are Chilton, Wisconsin, Ripon, Wisconsin, Bondwell, Wisconsin, and the Stevens Point, Plover, Wisconsin area.
Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association. Aside from the fall corn mazes that will be featured starting September 7th, Everhart said they'll also be capitalizing on their QR code that will be available to visitors coming into Wisconsin for the draft at all of our Wisconsin visitor centers.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminding folks today is the day you need to find and confirm a hunt location if you're going to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. According to the DNR, they've got literally thousands of acres of land available for this year's hunt, which will happen October 5th through the 13th. But hunters need to contact sponsors directly to participate in that October hunt. You need to contact and confirm a location with a hunt landowner if you want to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. Take care of that business before the end of the day today. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more at times. Our high today, 73. It will be a little breezy today, 66 tonight, 75 tomorrow. The weekend looking good with sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. What a beautiful morning out there. Todd, a little disappointed. I don't see the temperature on my screen.
Oh, you know,
we asked him to do one. We asked Todd to do one thing. One thing. Give us the temperature, right?
What happened with that? Right. Hang on, I'll get him for you.
All right.
I gotta be. I don't mean to blow smoke. I've been in the media business for 50 years. I've never worked with anybody better than Todd. And I'm not even lying about that. I've never worked with anybody better than Todd, our producer. He's amazing. Green Bay 69, Appleton 72 degrees already at 6:35 in the morning. I want to say hello to our buddy Mike Pritzel, out in Wyoming in a tent. He's going to a mountain climbing school. He is in a tent in Wyoming listening to us.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome? He sent me a picture. It's like, oh, man, I love sleeping in tents. I hate campgrounds, but I love sleeping in tents.
Yeah, that's another thing. See, John, we have stuff in common, but then the end result's different.
What do you mean?
Well, we're talking like—
I don't get campgrounds.
No, but
it's like if you want to go camping, you go out into the woods.
Yeah.
You don't do it where somebody else has a camper right next to you with their satellite dish. That's not camp. Okay.
No, we both like sleeping.
And God bless people. I know I'm not putting anybody down. I know everybody loves going camping. Yeah. But to me, camping is in the woods where nobody else is around.
Do you just think they say that because they can't afford to like do something else?
No. They're expensive. These campgrounds are expensive.
It's not cheap.
Holy cow. I saw one. It was like $120 a night out west.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what should you pick?
But forgive me, people, but I don't get taking an RV and going to a campground with other RVs. How is that getting away?
I think taking an RV and going to a hotel is fun. Because you can
take an RV to a hotel?
Yeah, we've done that. And
why would you take an, isn't that overkill? RV to a hotel?
You can play cards in the back, have lunch, look out the window.
Couldn't you do that in a parking lot of Walmart? I mean, seriously. Couldn't you?
The travel in an RV is fun.
Oh, I could see that. I would love to do that.
Right, and then
why go to a campground? Why not just park it in a parking lot?
Bathroom.
Don't you have a bathroom in the RV?
Yes. No.
But you need to, electricity, you got to hook up to it. There's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
RVs are a fun way to travel.
I would love to have an RV.
From point to point. Not overnight.
I'd like to have a small RV. I know I would knock over street signs because I'm not a great driver. I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean? So I don't think I could handle the whole whatever.
Yeah.
But I would love to have an RV. Like what John Madden did traveling across the country in an RV. I would love that.
Yeah, but you would have to hire like a guy from Schneider or something.
To drive.
Right.
Yeah. I would drive on the highways. I would struggle around. You know who I have so much respect for? I think it's Tuesdays, Todd, when the big truck pulls up right in front of us here.
Yeah.
And they have to back in to a little roundabout. Wow, I give those people so much credit.
And that's hard because you're
that is a
turning
skill.
The opposite way. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you see there was some guy, Schneider is, they got to be the largest trucking company, right?
In the country.
Yeah. Some guy, I don't know. I look at the paper today. I haven't looked at it yet, but he drove like a gazillion miles with no accidents.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless him for that.
Yeah.
Because
I would love to be a trucker.
Not me, boy.
But I would have trouble backing up. I got to be a trucker if I didn't have to back up.
Well, you got to unload the stuff.
Yeah, I know. Got a text here from Terry. Ended up being a teacher / coach for 35 years. I always wonder what kind of a career I would have had in broadcasting.
He was interested in going into radio, too.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome, Terry.
See, and this is...
So what would you have been when you were like 16? Like I told you, this is ironic. When I was 16 years old or whatever, junior in high school, and we had to do, I don't know, social studies class, whatever. And we had to do a huge thing on a vocation, what you wanted to do. And mine was a radio disc jockey.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Man, I don't know that we had that. I don't I don't remember that. I remember.
Can we do a poll? People, when you were 16 years old.
Well, 16 is a little old, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well,
younger?
No, I think that's 12? Right when you can, grade? Like, you're, you know, far enough. Well, everybody's, I want to be a quarterback for the Packers. I mean, everybody wanted that, let's be honest. But what did you want to be when you were that age, when you're first getting into, like, oh, I'm going to have to get a job in, like, 3 or 4 years? What did you want to be? I'd love to know. Well, I'd love to know what you want to be versus what you did. I will say this. I had lots of friends that said, I'll never work in the mine. Never go. It was Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company. It was the mine in town. It's like, I'm not going to do CCI, live and die. Okay. And then you know what? Then they got like a summer job there and they got these fat paychecks.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. Now I'm going to buy a, truck.
Right.
Now I'm going to buy a motorcycle. Snowmobile.
No,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
Ooh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. I can handle that 8 to 9 hours. Did you grew up, you're an altar boy, Catholic schools.
Yeah.
Did you ever have being a priest on your list? She just spit out the coffee.
Don't say that while I'm drunk. Are you kidding me?
Didn't you?
No.
I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, your brother's a priest.
Yeah,
I never wanted to do that.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. Never. That would be the last thing in the world I'd want to do. Are you kidding me?
Careful.
Work every Sunday? No. No. That would be the last job in the world I would ever want to do is be a priest.
Oh, I don't know.
Ever.
I mean...
Oh, God, no.
I thought about being a pastor.
Did you really?
Okay, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
I
but
can
you can,
see
you
that.
Can do but your own hours then, right?
Well, I no, mean, we talk about more, the hours. He's talking more about the
I'm thinking
celibacy.
About, like,
that's what John's talking about.
I'm talking about, like, being a teacher, mentor, that
kind of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I
can
see.
Stuff.
You'd be phenomenal at that time. You'd
and
be
occasionally
fantastic.
Say go in peace. And
you'd, right. You'd be phenomenal. Well, I told you, I went that way to try to hook up with that one girl there. Remember I told that story?
Tell it again, because it's a good one.
I was at ASU, and there's this one girl I was working, and I was actually in a play with her theater, and she's really religious, she's really hot, and so I found a crucifix necklace or whatever, and so I started wearing that, thinking that would work, and the funny part is I brought it to a jewelry store to get it all polished and everything, and ended up hooking up with a girl from the jewelry store.
Wow.
Is that wrong?
You should, yes.
What stopped you from going into it then?
That's totally wrong.
I remember saying that girl that when I was working and she'd give me like, peace of the Lord be with you. I'm like, hey, you too. Yeah. Man. I know. I'm going to hell. I know. I got this, Kyle. DNR warden.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
Right.
I would have loved to have worked in the
outside.
Woods.
Outside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yes.
I didn't want to do that.
In a heartbeat.
I wasn't a hunter fisher, but I can see that.
Got another one. Want to attend the Naval Academy, become a Marine Corps helicopter pilot. Wow. Now I text dumb jokes to a radio show. Right. Oh, and I teach. I want to join AmeriCorps, but I work as a project specialist and volunteer on the site. Sarah,
that's close.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
She's wanting to travel more, but yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's funny? I have a really great friend. He might be listening right now. Big Daddy, we used to call him. And his son is a pilot for a Chinook helicopter. Those huge helicopters. And he's in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
And the other day, one flew through Green Bay.
Really?
It's like, oh, my God. But the thing is, when he was born on my radio show, Big Daddy was in the hospital room as his wife was like, giving birth and called in. She was not happy about that.
Oh, gee, man.
But it's like, oh my, it's like, no, I think of him as this little kid.
Oh,
and
know.
Now he's flying these unbelievable things in war. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the respect in the world for that.
Wow.
So what did you want to be? You know what though? If I was you, I would love to have run a lumber company like your dad did. I love wood. I love working with wood. That's my favorite thing in the world.
You get slivers.
I got a sliver. Mom, I got a sliver.
I go, my dad.
He
had tweezers right in his desk. And okay, so, yeah, he was great at pulling off slivers.
You know what I did all the time? Stepped on rusty nails.
Ooh, that's not good.
No.
Tetanus shots are good for 10
And
years,
I remember one time I did that, and I was afraid to tell my dad. We were afraid to tell my dad anything. Because if something happened to you, it was your fault, and he would yell at you. There was no sympathy from my dad whatsoever. None. I mean, he's working the underground iron ore mines where guys were caught in cave-ins and whatever. So if you did something wrong, you're a knucklehead. That's okay. And I remember it's like one time I stepped on it. It's like, oh, I'm not going to tell him. And the next morning, I couldn't move my foot. I couldn't even step on it.
No, that, That's infected.
But that's the time I was also told that story. So I had to go to the doctors, get the tetanus shot, and I couldn't even, my foot was so swollen, I couldn't wear, because we always had to wear leather shoes to the Catholic school. You couldn't wear tennis shoes, but right. I couldn't put a leather shoe. So they wouldn't let, the nuns wouldn't let me wear tennis shoes to school.
No.
They allowed me to wear the one tennis shoe and the other leather shoe.
Wow.
And we used to get off the bus at the public schools, though, the hoodlums, okay? And I remember doing that, and that one guy goes, "Hey, kid, did you find a shoe or lose one?" It's like, what?
Yeah. You got another pair like that, just like that at home.
Those patent leather shoes, whatever.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, no, you couldn't wear tennis shoes.
Let's get this. I got a T-shirt from Southern Methodist School of Theology with a T on it. I would wear it with white undershirt that looked like a collar and play poker with it, convincing people I was a priest at the casino. I love that. That I love. That I love. Give us some more. People, what did you want to be? What would you, if you could go back in time when you're 16 or 17 or 18, what you really wanted to do versus what you're doing now?
You can message us on Facebook if you'd like. You can also send a text on the Civic Media app. A text from Andy who said, "I used to step on rusty nails all the time."
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man.
You know, I think the other part of that question, though, Jenny, did you end up doing that? And I just, you know, today.
But you know what we used to wear? Do you remember this? Red Ball Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Red Ball Jets. Oh, yeah, Jets. Oh, yeah, that was the go-to.
Could run faster.
Yep.
You know, but. Yeah, my middle daughter she wanted to be a doctor since she was like little, like I'm talking little, like 5-6 years old, you know, and she is. I don't know that a lot of people knew back then or pursued it like that. You know, I think I've jumped all over. I still don't know, right?
Yeah, me neither. I'm still weighing my options on my career path.
What can I do? Yeah. I mean, there's stuff I like, but I was just talking to Don about that. Yeah, I don't know. Do I love it? You really got to love your job. So I don't know. There's a lot of stuff we could still do, but I don't know. I mean, I like teaching. That's fun, but I don't. Do I want to be a teacher? Nah, I don't know. I was pretty serious about that priest thing, though. I wrote a letter to the guy and everything. Yeah,
really?
I did. Yeah, I was kind of.
Okay, so you could. Okay,
I did.
Could you go for the rest of your life not being with a woman?
Well, that's, you know, I'm not. Sure, that's as strict as you think. No, I shouldn't say.
Really?
No,
really?
It is.
They celibacy? Get some action
no,
on the side?
No. They don't. But the celibacy, that's, you got to give, you know, it's like anything, John, right? I mean, you got to give up something to, that'd be a tough one. The vow of poverty I wouldn't take.
Oh, priests aren't, come on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's the same
vow.
They
make some good cash. Yeah.
So. But they do a great, great service. And, you know, I guess when you're a priest, it's an automatic ticket to heaven. I don't have that.
I do.
That's why, and, you know, I'm my mom, we're going to talk to my mom.
I can see me at the gates and peering. No, John, no. No, I got a ticket. Look, I got a ticket.
I got.
No, John, go back to the line.
Right. No, I think, you know, my mom is, we're going to talk to her later. You're going to sing happy birthday to her. She's 92 and.
Today?
Yeah, I think it is her birthday, but I think if she gets up there, I'm going to be okay with that because she can do a little lobbying for me.
I got my son, Jimmy. Jimmy is such a good boy.
That's how we got.
We see that he hangs out with this Johnny character. Yeah, he's a bad influence. I told him to not hang out with guys like that. He's not good.
She loves you.
Today is relaxation day.
That's a day?
Yeah. See that?
Yeah, I see that.
Relaxation day. Lemon meringue pie day.
No.
You know, okay, no, let me tell you something, though.
Nope.
Lemon meringue pie, this is a weird thing. That's a very Italian thing. My grandma and my great aunt, my Zia, the only pies they made were lemon pies. I think because they must grow lemons in Italy, and they would make the greatest lemon pies. Any other Italians out there where your grandma's lemon pie was the only pie they would make?
I don't like lemon, so. Like we,
you don't like lemon? I love lemon.
No, I don't. Like we baked some fish last night, and Donna put lemon on all of it. And I'm like, dude, don't put it on mine. So, you know what I mean? I don't like lemon.
At the cholesterol fest, did you have those lemon bars that were there? That's
what the guy told me to get.
Those
one.
Are no, fantastic.
I don't like those.
Wow.
I told the guy, he said, look, have one of these. I'm afraid his wife might have made it. And I'm like, nah, I'm on a diet.
All right. Oh,
is
man.
It Trucker Thursday again?
I love Trucker Thursday like you can't believe. I so want to be a trucker. We got to start a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking a little car show. Back after this.
Their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
That is why he's the producer.
Yeah, Todd. No!
Hey, Todd, we're going to...
No!
So we have these guys coming on from the Fort Howard Car Show. Three of them, they're here.
And I don't Blake have, and I don't, William. I don't have chairs set up.
I don't have a chair.
You guys do a thing. Shut the hell up!
You guys walk out of the studio 10 seconds before we go this. On the air.
Johnny's like, come on in, you guys. And Todd's like, no. I don't have the microphone
today
set up.
All, I will say this, though. Today is also something that I like, bargain hunting day.
How come it says week?
Or week. It's the whole week.
Yep.
Even though, what did I tell you? I'm not that guy to bargain. Like, if I went to a flea market or something, I would never say, well, would you take $3 instead of $3.50? I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I've never negotiated for a lower price on anything in my life. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, and you've left some money on the table.
I know.
There's margin built into that.
I'm just not going to play that game. I think a lot of times it's not even the amount. One thing ticked me off one time. I made this lady, because I used to make like barnwood type things, you know, for people. Mm-hmm. And I'd put on my Facebook, hey, I'd love to buy one of those for my mom. You know, whatever, okay? And I made one time, you know, worked my butt off on it, you know, make it really nice, whatever. And she goes, and it was going to be like, you know, $75. And she said, I brought it to her. And it was, I mean, it wasn't, she goes, would you take 60? After I handmade something, I thought to myself, I will light this on fire before I will do that, you worthless son of a.
But maybe she came from, in her defense.
I don't care. I told her what the price was. I sent her a picture of it. She goes, will you take 60? Yeah. I wanted to smash that thing on the ground and walk away.
Okay, in her defense, I just want to say there's some cultures where that everything is bargained. And my son-in-law.
Like Mexico. You go to.
Or Colombia. And he.
Nogales, and it's a blanket. Oh, I'd take. You know.
Yeah, but Nico was up here before he met my daughter, but they went to Lawrence and went to get his haircut, and the guy's like, it'd be $20. He goes, give you 15.
Really?
I said, Nico,
wow, really?
And he just really thought that you bargained everything, you know?
Wow. And you can't put the hair back on.
He did. He was bargaining with the guy. And I said, what did you end up doing? He said, I think I threw down $17 and walked out.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, but he's been here now 10 years. But that was, isn't that funny? Because that was their culture, everything.
Well, I mean, Mexico's like that,
right,
you know?
Everything. I mean, there's stuff you can bargain, right? Flea markets
and they expect cars. If you're regular doing that stuff, you expect it.
Right.
And you're right. You probably overinflate it a little bit because you know there's going to be a little pushback.
But like you don't go into Target and bargain or a haircut or, I mean, cars are still a little bit. We talked about that. It's a little bit, not as much as it used to be.
So one of my dreams, we're talking about what we want to do, okay, in life. I still want to have a van, a big van, and make stuff out of barnwood, birdhouses, tables, various things, and travel around the country to different flea markets and set up, and that's what I want to do for a living when I retire.
Nomad.
Huh?
Nomad.
Yes, that's, I want to, I don't want to have, well, I have a home someplace, maybe your apartment, but I want to do that. I want to travel around the country as my job, selling stuff.
You could do that.
I know,
Now that you could do.
Yeah. And every Saturday I want to go to a different college football game.
But how are you, there's a lot to think about with that. Where are you going to have the, are you going to stop and make inventory?
Well, I'll make, you know, I'll have a home base and make a bunch of stuff.
And then people ship it to
then
you?
Hit, no, then hit the road and sell it at flea markets all then, over the country.
So it's going to be, you're going to come back every time? And
well,
reload?
Every couple of months, maybe.
You maybe. Have enough inventory to last you 2 months, birdhouses? What is that?
Yeah.
$200? It's not going to last you. It's going to last you a week. You know what I'm saying, John? You can't build those birdhouses, travel for 2 months in a van. It's impossible. Now, if you took a semi, that might make some sense.
How much time does it take to make a birdhouse?
A day.
Okay. So I think it'd be cool if you actually brought some equipment and were making them
exactly.
right on site, just so people could see you
yeah,
doing
that's
it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
and
right.
And then
right.
Jim could be out front going, hey, yeah. I got your birdhouse. Yeah.
He'd be like that guy at the carnival. Come on in behind me. We got the bearded lady.
I think we talked.
You'd be a good barker.
No, I did. I did that. I swear to God, you guys. I thought, and you can ask my mom. She verified the story. I went to the Two Rivers, the snow festival.
Oh, yeah, snow fest.
And I went down there, and I was hung out, took my bike down there. And the guy's like, hey, you know, I said, look, because, yeah, you can get people up here and guess their weight.
You were a barker.
Or you can get them to the bell, you know, where you yep. take the sledgehammer, hit
yeah.
the bell,
yeah,
goes
yeah,
and
yeah.
digs it. And I would, like, really egg them on. Like, you know, wow. hey, tough guy, come on over here. And they would come
you
in.
Were that guy. I no, could
but you
see
get
that.
This. So my,
Todd,
get this.
No, couldn't you see him being that
I was,
guy?
And I was, that's, you're talking sixth grade, right? So I would tell this quickly. And the
take
guy.
Take as much time as you want.
No, no, I swear to God, you guys. And the guy gave me, like, it was unbelievable, like half the money. So if it would be like $2 to ring
so
the bell, I would get a dollar. I mean.
Wow.
And, so, you're again, this is a long time ago. And this is when I was, what, 12, 13 years old. So I was, the bell thing was a lot of fun. The guy's like, you just work this because he was working something else.
What did you wear? I'm picturing yeah. you.
Me too.
In,
me too, Todd.
I almost in like barbershop attire. I'm
me
almost,
too.
I, like white pants, maybe a striped
and,
jacket.
And what are those things that wear like a garter belt
yes,
on their sleeve?
The black, the, yeah,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
That was different. That was when I
said. But I could see you being that guy.
I was so barking. My sister, who's very, very emotional, still is to this day, came walking down there, saw me, ran home crying.
Why?
Dad, Jim's running away with the circus, that whole thing. Her
oh,
little
my
brother.
Gosh.
Said, so I'm barking, and I see this big guy coming down the fairway there, walking down. And I'm like, come on, step up here, big guy. And it was my dad.
Wow.
And he made me give all the money back. Because you give him all that money back. All my
why?
Commission, which is, and he says, get in the car, we're going home. So that was it.
Why? That's a great story.
That was not.
Could have been a great job.
I know. So anyway, I wasn't going to run away with the circus. My dad kind of kiboshed that. But yeah, that was...
Someone has to feed your pony.
Yeah, I was going to dad. But yeah, no, he... yeah.
Wow!
That was fun. And I really, really enjoyed that. I mean, that was... You talk about, did you know what you would do? I don't know that I wanted to be a carny. But I sure liked people back then.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I did. And my sister, she ran all the way. And that's, you know where I lived. And then Park Shoe, that was, probably a mile.
Actually, you know what I wanted to do that my brothers, yeah. Actually my dad took
sad
put the
day.
Total kibosh on?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a shoeshine boy. I had some friends in school.
I know.
And they had the shoeshine kit. And they would go, at night or whatever. And in the bars in Nagani, we had like 20 bars and like, two blocks. And they would get like $2 to shine shoes. And it's like they'd have all this cash.
Yeah,
and I used to love, my brothers taught me how to spit polish. When they came back from the army, you spit out, you take the thing, you take the top of the little thing, you put water in that, and you'd spit. And I was like, great. I used to polish all my dad's and my brother's shoes. And it's like all my friends, or a couple of them, made money. But it's like, no, you're not going to go downtown and be a shoe shine boy.
See?
I wanted to do that like you can't believe.
Right, and I could have owned.
I wanted a shoe shine kit for Christmas.
I could have maybe owned that circus.
Yeah. Oh, I could see you being
damn
phenomenal at that. Wow.
Jim Schmidt's under the big top. And Fat Farm.
Now, Jimmy the Carney.
He put an end to that.
Phenomenal.
Boy.
Wow.
He did.
Can't wait to talk to your mom this morning.
Okay, she'll be on.
We're going to send a quick break. Back right after this.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for bear on Iowa.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a throwback Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're still celebrating the glorious blue victory and the bipartisan primary, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 of the All Ball Show, as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays noon till 2. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.